watch it bounce like a water, meet under the stone. Throw up a leg, try to beg your way back home. Smell the coffee boil in the corner by. Everything's in a mood, can't make it stop. I ain't been drinking, say to the cup, and life said the little man is high. Six big years, oh, since your head was zero. I lost it all in the middle there. Now your backbone is found. Looks like I might play with crooked dice. Eyes in the shadow and it doesn't look nice. I mean, more throw with a dirty hand. As soon as he's not looking, we'll sneak. Show all the blue pills, rock and mix the green ones everywhere. Oh, no kind of trouble, but a man with a smoke has no regard for kin. It's a long, long window, faces watch through. Don't know you're looking, what you gonna do? It turns style, drop a coin, change his clothes, put on a grim that nobody
once again, watching too much news really bummed me out. Remember how it started? They kept talking about the elite Republican Guard. You know?
The elite Republican Guard.
These were like the bogeymen of the war the first couple of months. Well, we're doing good now, but we have yet to face
the elite Republican Guard.
Like these guys were 10 feet tall desert warriors. Never lost a battle. We shit bullets. Well, after 2 months of bombing and not one reaction from these people, they became simply the Republican Guard. Not nearly as elite as we may have led you to believe. After another month of bombing, they went from the elite Republican Guard to the Republican Guard to the Republicans made this shit up about there being guards out there. We hope you enjoyed the fireworks show. Boy, it was pretty. People said, Bill, Iraq had the fourth largest army in the world. Yeah, well, let me tell you something. After the first three largest armies, there's a real big drop-off, okay? The Hare Krishnas are the fourth largest army in the world, fifth largest, and they've already got our airports. I am the sixth largest army in this world, just to give you a numerical perspective. I'll tell you, the people that bugged me, the people said, well, the war made us feel better about ourselves. Who are these people with such low self-esteem? They need a war to feel better about themselves. I saw them on the news waving their flags. Could I recommend, instead of a war to feel better about yourself, perhaps sit-ups? Maybe a fruit cup? A walk around the block at dusk. I always find that cheers me up.